traveling on business? Then take us along and stay on track. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously. Coming up.
So what did Sony's second annual PlayStation Experience fan event reveal about new virtual reality games? Well, not prices or release dates, but some groundbreaking virtual reality experiences that could take gaming to the next level. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Sony just recently unveiled about a half a dozen virtual reality game demos at its second annual PlayStation Experience fan event. We're left guessing about specifics concerning prices or release dates, but our own Sarah E. Needleman was at the event and is here to tell us all about what's on the horizon in terms of virtual reality games. Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
It really seems like we're on the brink of a big splash as far as virtual reality goes. There's so much buzz about it. And at this recent PlayStation fan event, you were able to check out some of the demos and see what's on the horizon in terms of virtual reality games. What was the experience like?
Yeah, we got a chance to see demos of a number of virtual reality games. These are mostly new games that are being made specifically for the PlayStation VR, as opposed to older games that were revamped for VR. In fact, there are no big name titles that have been announced yet coming to PlayStation VR. We do know some big name publishers are making games for it, like Ubisoft, but that's different than if you look at Oculus, for example. We know that Minecraft is coming to that, and Rock Band, which are two pretty big names. So what we know, at least with PlayStation VR, is that there are plenty of games being made, but they're all pretty much new. They do sound pretty exciting. I will say that from someone who's demonstrated a couple of the virtual reality headsets, there's really nothing like it. You know, if you haven't tried it and you watch some of these demos, they do look like great games, but you can't really get the full sense of just how incredibly awesome they are or might be until you have the headset on.
Right.
So it's a little bit hard for folks who haven't tried it yet to really get a sense of what is about to come.
Right. And one that there's a lot of buzz about is Eagle Flight. Can you talk to me a little bit about that game?
Right. That's a game where you basically take on the form of an eagle and you're flying through the streets of Paris about 50 years after the city has been abandoned by humans. And it looks pretty cool. I'm also really psyched. There's a job simulator game, which may not, you know, working a job doesn't sound like fun, but you know, all these different occupations in a virtual world, and you'd be surprised how much fun it is just to pretend to be a gourmet chef or a convenience store clerk. It's kind of, you know, fun in a really strange way. There's a zombie taxi driving game where you're picking up, you know, brain-eating creatures and taking them to and fro places. A golf simulator game, a giant one. So there's a lot of variety and a lot of beautiful imagery and fun times ahead.
Now, I know they didn't reveal much about pricing and the like, but I imagine this can't be cheap. And I understand Facebook has already said that the Rift will be quite the pretty penny. So just to give folks an example, how much will that go for?
It will cost approximately $1,500, but that includes a PC powerful enough to run it.
Okay.
So if you subtract the cost of the PC, which we don't know what is what, it could be in the area of, you know, $400 or $500, maybe less.
Okay.
So it's a little bit hard to say, and we don't know what the PlayStation VR is going to cost. We don't know what HTC's Vive is going to cost. The only thing we know so far is that the Samsung Gear VR, which went on sale November 20th, that's going out there already. For about $100. But that works with smartphones. It's different than the Oculus and the Vive and the PlayStation VR, for example, because those all work with either a PC or a console, and they're just a much beefier experience. The smartphone, the Gear VR for the smartphones, for Samsung Galaxy phones in particular, are, I'd say, more a lighter version of what you would get for a PC or a console. Still very exciting, but it's definitely not the same thing.
Right. And in terms of games, like, they'll be pretty standard in terms of what we're used to buying, like, say, for a PlayStation game, what we're used to spending, in other words?
We don't know what the price of the virtual reality games are. When I was at the Game Developers Conference last year, there was talk of the games for VR being around the same price as regular games, but it was sort of a hint, and it's not clear yet, so we don't know exactly how much they're going to cost. We also don't know when VR is going to come out. We just know it's sometime in 2016, but we don't know exactly when. There's been talk of the first half, talk of the first quarter, but it's still a bit of a mystery, and we know that release dates get pushed back all the time, so we just have to sit here and be patient.
I guess we'll have to wait. One thing I am curious about before I let you go is, it seems like anyone who has experienced virtual reality, it really seems like some next level stuff. So my question is, do you think that this is sort of a new medium on the horizon and a game changer, pardon the pun?
Absolutely. I do think it's going to be a massive game changer. It's really incredible, and it's certainly just one of those things you just don't get it until you try it. Mm-hmm. And I know that's not really the answer a lot of people want to hear because they haven't tried it yet. But the first opportunity you get to, I would highly recommend it. It's really something special, and it's not going to be just for games. There are going to be many, many applications for it in areas like healthcare, travel, real estate. Mm-hmm. The opportunities are endless, just that games are often a good starting point, and they get people comfortable and figuring out how to do things and having a fun time before we get to some of the more serious stuff. But it is really something special. From my perspective, everybody's opinion's different. Some people might not think so, but I certainly was blown away by it when I experienced it. And it's something I have not forgotten, and I'm really excited to do again.
Yeah, it certainly makes for some high anticipation here. I guess we'll have to remain on our toes. Thanks again for joining the podcast, Sarah.
My pleasure.
That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing. Remember, you can find us online at wsj.com/podcast. That's where all of our podcasts live. We are also on iTunes, so look for us there. And follow us on Twitter as well at wsjpodcasts. For the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.